Rain in San Diego was like snow in Atlanta, causing more accidents than the police could physically assess, even though the average traffic speed slowed to a toddler's crawl. Growing up in the Midwest with torrential downpours and blizzards, this Armageddon style of driving was completely baffling and irritating. As I drove out of our dated Mediterranean-inspired subdivision, I tried to lighten my mood, forcing a few audible laughs at the sight of my distraught dog-walking neighbors. It was only rain, for heaven's sake, but you'd have thought they were being chased by a swarm of killer bees as they scurried down the street, shielding their heads and sidestepping puddles. Despite my ridiculous neighbors, my agitation continued to climb, especially when thoughts of my unproductive conversation with Brad popped into my head, followed by the in-your-face gleaming smile of Bridget Radcliffe. I pushed the pedal of Brad's beloved BMW with a heavy foot. Its acceleration, insanely more responsive than my tired minivans, had me exceeding the speed limit until I'd hit a pocket of traffic. "Come on! Gas is on the right!" Wasn't anyone else in a hurry this morning? What should I cut from my bloated schedule? The St. Mary's Halloween Carnival committee meeting? Jazzy's 6-month dental cleaning? Buddy's annual vet visit? The weekly schlep to the grocery store? Certainly not the smog check. It would have to be the overdue chat with April at Coffee Heads, a luxury that was always first to get knocked off the list. Overscheduling was another habit I needed to change. My phone chimed. There was a text from Edward. "Forgot my iPad. Can you bring to school? Must have." He hadn't even realized he'd also forgotten his detention slip, and I was already halfway to the school. A loud groan escaped my lips before I found the next street where I could make a legal U-turn. The last thing I needed was to be pulled over by the police. Thanks to the sloth speed of the Prius in front of me, which somehow managed to maneuver through the intersection while the light turned red, I responsibly stopped rather than risking death. I'm pretty sure I'd been stopped by every light since I pulled out of the driveway. Why did this always happen when I was in a hurry? At least I was first in line, so I could move quickly when the light turned green. With this car's gusto, I'd be through the intersection before the guy excavating his nostrils in the pickup next to me realized the light had changed. I grabbed my phone to text Edward back. "Going home to grab it. We'll drop off at attendance office with detention." I looked out of the corner of my eye. The light was green. At least I thought it was. Before I pressed send, I punched the gas and propelled the car into the intersection. Something felt terribly wrong. The blare of a horn coming from my left gave me only a micro moment to turn and see the Escalade barreling toward me. There was no time to react. Zero chances to change the course of my decision. Oh, shit.